BBC Learning English. Entertainment.
I've got something a bit different for you today, Jean.
Sounds fun.
I know how much you like the movies, so I thought I'd give you a celebrity quiz.
A celebrity quiz? 有关名人明星的小提问，好啊。
Welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Neil, and with me today is Jean.
Hiya!
Today we're going to hear from an Oscar-winning Hollywood actress.
在我们今天 BBC Learning English 节目当中，我们的访谈对象是一位好莱坞的奥斯卡影后。
She's best known for one role in particular. Now, Jean, I want you to listen to these people describing the character she plays, and then tell me who it is.
让我们先来听听几位英国人对这位女影星扮演过的几个角色的形容，看大家能不能猜得出她是谁呢？
Well, she's very scatty, quite neurotic, I think, in a lot of ways. Probably drinks and smokes too much, desperate to have a boyfriend.
Shambolic, disorganized. She's the type of woman that you often see in romantic comedies.
She's a 30-something single person living in London.Who's quite desperate to have a partner, but keeps going for all the wrong men, and along the way is quite scatty, but very endearing.
She's scatty and neurotic. Scatty.
疯疯癫癫的
Neurotic.
神经质的 And she drinks and smokes too much, and she's desperate to have a boyfriend.
Yep, she's shambolic and disorganized.
邋里邋遢 shambolic.糊里糊涂 disorganized.
She's a 30-something.
A 30-something, 一个三十来岁的人。
She's desperate for a partner, but always chooses the wrong men, which is very endearing.
Endearing, 惹人喜爱的。
Okay, Jean, listen again, and then give me your answer.
Well, she's very scatty, quite neurotic, I think, in a lot of ways. Probably drinks and smokes too much, desperate to have a boyfriend.
Shambolic.Disorganized. She's the type of woman that you often see in romantic comedies.
She's a 30-something single person living in London, who's quite desperate to have a partner, but keeps going for all the wrong men, and along the way is quite scatty, but very endearing.
Okay, who is it, Jean? Can you guess?
It sounds to me like Bridget Jones.
You're absolutely right, it is Bridget Jones. And today we're going to hear from the actress who played the part, Renee Zellweger.
就是影片 BJ 单身日记里的女主角 Bridget Jones. 这部影片在英国极受欢迎，而我们今天的采访对象就是饰演 Bridget Jones 的好莱坞女影星 Renee Zellweger. I wonder why Bridget Jones was so popular in Britain.
Well, Renee Zellweger thinks the character is inspirational.
Inspirational, 鼓舞人心，给人启迪的。
She's imperfect.
Imperfect, 并不完美的。
Here's Renee.
I think she's inspirational because she is imperfect, and she reveals that she's imperfect, and she kind of seems to accept that she's imperfect. And despite being imperfect, she seems to succeed. And maybe it's because she's imperfect that she succeeds.
She says Bridget kinda accepts she's imperfect.
Kinda, 这是词组 kind of 的缩略形式，一般用来表达有点稍微的意思。比如说 it's kinda cold today, 今天天气有点冷。
Listen again.
She kinda seems to accept that she's imperfect, and despite being imperfect, she seems to succeed.
She kinda seems to accept she's imperfect.
他似乎能够接受他自身并不完美，不过并不是完全的接受。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Do you know where Renee Zellweger's from?
Well, Bridget Jones is from England, so is she British?
Actually, no, she's American, but she can do a very good English accent.
英国人和美国人呢，基本上可以完全的理解对方说的英语，所以大家不用太多的顾忌英语和美语之间的不同。
Yes, the difference is mainly in accent, though there are some vocabulary differences too. When Renee Zellweger played the part of Bridget Jones, she spoke using a British accent.
英语和美语最大的不同呢就是口音，不过也有一些词语意思上的不同。当 Renee Zellweger 扮演的 Bridget Jones 时候，她用的是英国口音。 Well, that's a useful skill.
Very useful, especially for her new film role as another English woman.
Really? Who is that?
Here are some words to help you. To portray.
去饰演, to portray.
Institution
名人或者有名的事物，在英语里呢 institution 这个词可以这样用来形容一个对文化做出特别贡献，已经成为社会发展中不可缺少的这么一个人物 institution.
Worldwide
全球 worldwide.
The turn of the century
世纪之交。
Listen and find out about Renee's latest film.
Renee Zellweger is now portraying another British institution, Beatrix Potter. The tale of Peter Rabbit alone has sold more than 40 million copies worldwide since it was first published at the turn of the last century.
She's playing the part of Beatrix Potter.
Who is Beatrix Potter?
Beatrix Potter wrote and illustrated a series of children's books. All the main characters were animals, and the most famous is Peter Rabbit.
Beatrix Potter 创作了一系列的经典儿童绘本图书，这些由 Potter 女士自己绘画插图的图书当中呢，所有的主角都是活泼可爱的小动物，最著名的要算是 Peter Rabbit.
The books were written at the turn of the last century.
So over 100 years ago.
Yes, but they're still very popular. Over 40 million copies of her first book have been published.They've been translated into 36 different languages, including Chinese.
他的第一本书就出版了4000万册，这本书呢被翻译成36种语言，包括汉语。
But it was very difficult for Beatrix Potter to find a publisher for her books.
可当初 Beatrix Potter 找出版商出版她的作品的时候却是非常艰难的。
Eventually, she found a publisher and fell in love with him.
Ah, so it's a love story.
Yes, it is. And a story about how she struggled to be taken seriously, because as a woman at the time, she faced a lot of prejudice.
影片既描写了一部爱情故事，也描述了 Potter 女士在当时的时代作为一名女作家，如何经受了社会上的各种歧视和成见，最后取得了成功。
Here's Renee explaining why she wanted to play the part of Beatrix Potter.
Because she's absolutely fascinating, and her story is so rich. Her life, you know, her experiences, her achievements, what she contributed to English history, not just to English, you know, culture. It just fascinates me.
Absolutely fascinating.
Absolutely fascinating, 绝对的引人入胜。Fascinating 已经是一个有力的形容词了。如果要想再加强它的意思呢，就要用 absolutely 而不是 very。英语里一般用 very 来修饰一些意思不是特别强烈的形容词，比如说 interesting, very interesting。不过我们也要注意的是呢 ，absolutely 一般只适合修饰非常有力、意思强劲的形容词，用到其他词上就不合适了。Absolutely interesting 听起来就不对了。
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
On BBC Learning English today, we've been hearing from the American actress Renee Zellweger.
She's best known for portraying the character Bridget Jones, but now she's playing another famous English woman, Beatrix Potter.
But her greatest success came in a film called Cold Mountain, about relationships during the American Civil War. She won an Oscar for the Best Supporting Actress.
她靠着在描写美国内战时期的一部爱情片 Cold Mountain, 冷山当中的女配角，赢得了奥斯卡金像奖。She must have been so pleased to get the award.
Well, she was, but she thinks her experience of making the film is more important to her than the Oscar.
The reward is getting to live it. The friendships, the memories, I mean, think about the experience. It was a nice night, but that was a life experience. And I'll never forget that. I mean, that was 6 months of living in a place that I would never have had occasion to visit. So many things that I'd never have seen.
She thinks that the Oscar ceremony was a nice night, but making the film was a life experience.
一生中一段重要的经历 a life experience.
It was a life experience because of the friendships she made and the good memories she has.
She says she lived in a place she would never have visited for 6 months.
Yeah, the film was about America, but it was actually filmed in Romania, in Southeast Europe.
这是一部发生在美国的故事，而影片呢，其实是在欧洲东南部的罗马尼亚拍摄的。
And she saw things she would never have seen if she hadn't gone to Romania. Here's Renee again.
The reward is getting to live it. The friendships, the memories, I mean, think about the experience. It was a nice night, but that was a life experience. And I'll never forget that. I mean, that was 6 months of living in a place that I would never have had occasion to visit. So many things that I'd never have seen.
It seems to me that Renee Zellweger's got almost the perfect life.
You mean she's a rich, famous and successful Hollywood film star?
Sounds good to me.
But is there anything that she doesn't like about her life?
Here's Renee.
It's very uncomfortable for people to have to put up with the circus that revolves around you sometimes. And I'm just not good at it.I'm just not good at it, and I'm coming to accept that certain things will just never sit well with me.
Oh no, she says it's like a circus surrounding her sometimes.
在英语里 ,circus 这个词原意是马戏团的意思，不过现在也被用来形容围绕一件事件或者一位名人的媒体喧杂。
And it makes her and people around her feel very uncomfortable.
She says she's not good at it.
She means she's not good at coping with the media attention.
就是说她不太擅长应付媒体的各种瞩目。
But she's coming to accept it will never sit well with her. Coming to accept.
逐渐接受了 coming to accept.
To sit well with someone.
和某人和谐共处 to sit well with someone.
Listen again.
Very uncomfortable for people to have to put up with the circus that revolves around you sometimes. And I'm just not good at it. I'm just not good at it. And I'm coming to accept that certain things will just never sit well with me.
Oh, well, I suppose you can't have everything in life.
No. And unfortunately for us, we've run out of time.
We hope you enjoyed hearing about Renee Zellweger and learned some useful words and phrases.
Before we go, here are some of the vocabulary again.
Scatty.
疯疯癫癫的。
Neurotic.
神经质的。
Shambolic.
邋里邋遢的。
30-something.
三十来岁的人。
Endearing.
惹人喜爱的。
Inspirational.
激励人心的。
Kinda.
有点稍微。
To portray.
去饰演。
If you want to learn more, you can go to our website at www.bbc.co.uk/China.
是的，我们的网站就是 www.bbc.co.uk/China.
Or if you have a question, please email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. See ya!
Bye!
BBC Learning English.Entertainment.